It is calm today in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, following Tuesday's bloodless military coup that ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. The coup leaders promised to turn over power to a civilian caretaker within 2 weeks, with a new constitution and elections to follow next year. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
First you depose him, and then you discredit him, to prove to the people that the coup was justified. That's the way these things usually work, and Thailand's Council for Democratic Reform is sticking to the script. It's announced the formation of a panel to investigate former Prime Minister Thaksin and his friends for alleged corruption during Thaksin's 5-year rule. The council has also detained at least 4 of Thaksin's closest allies, though one of the military leaders, General Vinay Pattayakun, insists the men are not under arrest.
We received some report that they tried to instigate something, so we invited them to have a discussion. We did not detain them like prisoners. We just provide them with all kinds of necessities and convenience. You can ask them later on how we treat them.
Martial law is still in place, but restrictions on the local media have eased somewhat since Tuesday, though media outlets are still being warned not to air or publish statements or opinions harmful to public order. And public gatherings of more than 5 people remain banned. But popular support for the coup, a takeover sanctioned by Thailand's revered king, remains strong for now. And there are hopes the coup may even help end the ongoing conflict in Thailand's 3 mainly Muslim southern provinces, where a 2-year-old separatist insurgency has left some 1,700 people dead.
The army chief, General Somti, is quite committed to solving the southern problem.
Analyst Paditan Watanayakorn says Army Chief Sonte Bunyalatilan understands the problem in the south better than most. The coup leader is the first Muslim ever to lead the army in this overwhelmingly Buddhist nation, and is known to favor a southern policy of negotiation, not confrontation.
I think ex-Prime Minister Thaksin's approach was quite nationalistic, emphasizing the use of force, direct control from Bangkok, not addressing cultural and other differences as much as it should be. But I think that would be readjusted.
Simmons College terrorism expert Zachary Abuza also thinks General Sonti will do better.
I think he can win considerable hearts and minds of the people.
Abuza has been studying the conflict in the south since it began. Deposed Prime Minister Thaksin, he says, ignored the recent recommendations of his own National Reconciliation Council urging moderation and mediation. General Sonti, Abuza says, won't.
He's willing to implement key findings of the National Reconciliation Council. That's essential, especially in that there's so much distrust towards the government, so much animosity amongst the Muslim population. And this is key. The military right now has very limited human intelligence networks, and they're never going to be able to rebuild those until they start to regain the trust of the people. And Sonti can do it.
Rebuilding trust among the people won't bring an end to the violence, Abuza warns. The insurgency is neither centralized nor coordinated, and the groups involved aren't necessarily interested in the same goals. And if General Sonti makes good on his pledge to step aside in 2 weeks' time, there's no guarantee the leader who replaces him will favor Sonti's carrot or former Prime Minister Thaksin's stick. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.